cattle futures took a step down on Monday. The backlog of fed cattle created by packing plant disruptions may be nearly cleaned up, says Daryl Peel, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 25th of August. The 5-area direct weighted average steer price was $1.53 higher on a live basis last week at $106.59 a hundredweight, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. The dressed steer price was $1.37 higher at $169.41. Cattle futures closed lower on Monday, especially feeder cattle, pressured by Friday's cattle on feed report. More on those updated numbers momentarily. Live cattle futures closed an average of 64 cents lower across a range of 22 cents to $1.15 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.32 lower across a range of 62 cents to $2.45 lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $1.53 higher Monday afternoon at $227.47 a hundredweight. Select was $2.26 higher at $211.25. I had results of press time from just a couple of weekly Monday auctions. Through mid-session, feeder steers and heifers were selling $3 to $5 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Steer and heifer calves were selling $4 to $8 lower, with instances of up to $10 lower. There were an estimated 6,700 head on offer. Similarly, steer and heifer calves sold $2 to $5 lower at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 5,446 head on offer. Drought and dryness intensified last week. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, 54% of the continental United States was classified as abnormally dry to extreme drought. Nationwide, pasture and range conditions eroded, according to the latest USDA crop progress report for the week ending August 23rd. 24% of pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, which was 28% less than last year. 42% was rated in poor or very poor condition, compared to 18% at the same time last year. As for corn and soybeans, although still stellar, conditions eroded week to week. 64% of the corn crop was rated as good or excellent, which was 5% less than the previous week, but still 7% more than last year. 69% of soybeans were rated as good or excellent, which was 3% less than the previous week, but still 14% more than last year. The decline in conditions helped lift corn futures mostly 2 to 4 cents higher on Monday, and helped push soybean futures mostly 1 to 3 cents higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher on Monday. Primary support seemed centered around more optimism about the pandemic, with the number of new COVID-19 cases continuing to decline. As well, the Food and Drug Administration approved use of a new plasma treatment for those hospitalized with the virus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 378 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 34 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 67 points. Now, back to that cattle on feed report. First off, if you listened to the last Cattle Current podcast, you likely picked up on the fact that I gave the numbers for the July report rather than the one for August. Sorry about that. One of those cases of hopping on the wrong horse and then never looking back. Anyway, July placements in feedlots with 1,000 head or more capacity were 1.89 million head. That was 188,000 head more, or 11.03% more than a year earlier, and that was significantly more than pre-report expectations of a 6% increase. For broader perspective, in his weekly market comments, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explains, placements were down 17.7% year-over-year in February, March, and April. Despite the 11% increase in July, placements are down 7.1% year-over-year for the last 6 months. Marketings in July of 1.99 million head were 12,000 head fewer than last year, about in line with average analyst estimates ahead of the report. total cattle on feed August 1st numbered 11.28 million head, which was 172,000 head more, or 1.5% more than the same time a year earlier, a little more than expectations, and the largest inventory for the month since the data series began in 1996. One of the biggest concerns in fed cattle markets is the extent to which the backlog of fed cattle created in April and May still remains, Peel says. Although June and July marketings were about equal to a year ago, he explains a significant portion of those marketings were likely fed cattle that were carried over from April and May. Further, reductions in placements as far back as February have reduced the number of cattle finishing starting as early as June, he says, adding that not only were total placements down for February through July, but more of the reduction was in heavyweight placements, further reducing the number of cattle finishing now. Add it all up, and Peel says data and anecdotal indications suggest the backlog of fed cattle is rapidly diminishing and may be nearly cleaned up. More specifically, he explains, that going forward, the 1 million head decrease in feedlot placements in February, March, and April suggests that front-end feedlot supplies will be relatively tight, at least going through September. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 25th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for